Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying through the book of 1 Samuel. And right now in the book of 1 Samuel, Philistines are in possession of the Ark of the Covenant. But they don't want it anymore, so they're trying to send it back to the Israelites. And they are sending offerings with the Ark of the Covenant. And they've put the Ark of the Covenant on a wooden cart, and they have yoked it to two milk cows. And their thinking was, if the milk cows make it all the way back, then this must be of the Lord. Listen to what the text says. Those milk cows turned neither to the right nor to the left as they went. And the lords of the Philistines went after them as far as the border of Beth Shemesh. Now, we have said that God's sovereignty over these milk cows displays his mercy to the Philistines and to the Israelites. So you may be asking, Cliff, how is this mercy? Well, the Philistines now know it was the hand of the Lord against them. They've been given one more opportunity to recognize not just the power of God, but his mercy. And they've been given the opportunity to repent, to turn away from their false gods and worship the one true God. And at the same time, God is being merciful to the Israelites in that he's bringing back to them what they themselves had lost. God is bringing the ark back into their possession. He is moving towards them. You know, every one of us have been shown immeasurable amounts of mercy from the Lord who sits on high. Every one of us can name ways that God has been abundantly merciful to us, and then there are a billion ways of God's mercy that we know nothing about. His mercy towards us is not a stamp of approval over our lives. His mercy is an invitation to bow in awe and to worship and to be more like him in personal holiness. So, have you been a recipient of the mercy of God? Well, of course you have. Did it cause you to seek God more, or did you fall back into the same way of life as before? Have you recognized the mercy of God in your life as a husband, in that God has kept your marriage intact even though you may speak unkindly to your wife? In that recognition, did you fall on your face and repent? Have you recognized the mercy of God in your life as a church member who maybe can't control their tongue, and that the mercy of God has been shown to you and that you still actually have breath to speak with at all? Have you fallen on your face in repentance? Have you recognized the mercy of God in your life as a mother, and that God has been patient with you in your laziness of spiritual matters, perhaps? Did you fall on your face in repentance, and did you seek him as your help and strength? Or is it back to business as usual? You see, mercy is not a free pass to continue in ungodly behavior. It is God giving time and space for us to see his majesty, repent of our sin, and to seek our solace and strength in him. As you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in India. And also remember the Matango Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.